I tell you, Mala Orla, Shalohoisala Shasta Kosher. Orla never had a zman that you're allowed to eat it. Like the first 3 years when this tree is growing, any fruit that grown with chila when it was grown with an iser on it. It was grown with an iser orla. You're not allowed to eat it. Mashenke time of a bosa b'cholov, shoyisaloi shasa kosher. Bosa b'cholov beforehand, you're allowed to eat the meat by itself. You're allowed to drink the milk by itself. Both of them was heter. Just now that you cooked the two together, now it became awesome. But since both things by itself is mutter, maybe the sister is not so chum, is not so strong like Orla. Only Orla that metchile was created with an iser on it, that's also banor. But b'asa b'cholov that metchile was mutter to eat each one separately, maybe even though it's together now and now it's navera, maybe it's mutter banor. You can't learn out the iser banor from Klal Kerem, from Orla. Fred Gemara, I'll tell you chometz for Pesach yachiyach. If that's your upshlog, I have a right for chometz for Pesach. Shehoyel shasa kosher chometz. Everybody knows you're allowed to eat chometz before Pesach. Chometz hana shasa kosher, and still we say v'yosse b'hano that it's osse b'hano. So I'll tell you, I learned out bosse b'chola from chometz. Just like chometz was once mutter, now it's osse b'hano. Maybe bosse b'chola the same thing. Now that it's osse b'achilu, who did it's osse b'hano? Gemara says no, you can't learn out malach chometz of Pesach shekein onus chorus. Chometz has a special chumra on it. Not only is there a lav in eating it, but there's a chi of chorus if you eat it. Ma'ashen kein orlo, or bosa b'cholov, doesn't have any issa chorus. So since bosa b'cholov doesn't have an issa chorus, I would not know bosa b'cholov is also banor from the issa of chometz. So we're back to the kasha. How do we know it's also to have anor from bosa that was cooked with milk? Milk. So Gemara says, ma'alachon za pesach shkein onis chorus. Tiyama the boss of the cholov she'enoi onish chorus. Mashenke boss of cholov does not have an issa chorus, so I can't learn it out from chometz. So Gemara says on this, klaya kerem yochiach. Yes, miyakasha from chometz, don't learn out from chometz, learn it out from klaya kerem. So what? She'en onish chorus. If you eat klaya kerem, that's let's say zroyim type of vegetables that were grown near the grapes, so there's an issa to eat it, and if you eat it, there's only a lav, there's no chiyav chorus on it. The Yosef Bano, and Klai Kerem is also Yosef Bano. That's the Lima. So we're going to learn out now, Bosa B'cholov, from Klai Kerem. Just like Klai Kerem, the Torah says you can't eat it. And who Adin is also to have a no from it, who Adin, Bosa B'cholov, is also to have a no from it. That's the Maskona, that's the Lima. Now we have a Kasha, what we all bring this down for? It's going to be a Kasha originally on what Abaye just got finished saying. For the Gemara of Yim Isa, if you're going to hold from what Abaye says, Abaye started off here saying that Klaya Kerem has a special chumra to it. That even though usually Isuri Hano, it's only Asa Derech HaNiyosam. Like we said, Chela of the Derech Hano is to burn it or to shmir it Agabi Uris on skin. But to shmir the fats, Agabi Makosai, that's called Shleika Derech Hano. So it's Mutter by Shari Surim. Only Klaya Kerem, Abaye said as a chumra, that even Shleika Derech Hano, there's an Avera by Klaya Kerem. If you hold from Abaye for the Gemara of Yim Isa, if you hold like Abaye said, Nifruch, let's say after Perch, you can't learn out Bosa V'cholov from Klaya Kerem. Because I'll tell you, Ma L'Klaya Kerem, Shekein Leiken Aleim, Afilu Shleike Derech HaNiyosen. You have this big Chumra according to Abaye, that Klaya Kerem, the Torah gave a special din to it, that the Torah doesn't say Lashon Achilo by a Klaya Kerem, to tell us it's also Bano, even Shleike Derech Hano. So maybe only such an iso that the Torah doesn't say Lashon Achila, that's also Bahano. Ma'ashenken Bosa B'cholov, that the Havamina right now is that it'll be Mutish like a Derech Hano, so I can't learn out the Yisra Hano from Klai Kerem. But this is going to be a Kasha and Abaya. So how does this crisis say, yes, we do learn out Bosa B'cholov from Klai Kerem. According to Abaya, there should be a Kasha. So this is like a Kasha on Abaya. It's Mashma Abaya is wrong. If you learn out Bosa B'cholov from Klai Kerem, Mashma, they're equal Isurim. Not like Abaye is saying that Klai Kerem has a special Isser, even Shalika Derech Hano, it's also. So Gemara answers like this, name, for Yabai, Abaye answers Poshit. To Yama Bamai, what are we talking about? What Isser do we want to learn out from Klai Kerem that it's also Wasa Banor? To Yama Bosa B'cholav, you learn out Bosa B'cholav. What are you asking me? Shein loikin olav eladarach hanoson. You're telling me now, but vasa v'cholav doesn't have the chumra klara kerem. Vasa v'cholav on the tzad that's osa bano is like any other isa poshet only. That's only osa kederach hanoson. But shalai kederach hanoson, the din should be ein loikin. Therefore, you're asking me a kasha, how can I learn out from klara kerem? So what do I know? Ota v'vasa v'cholav achilu ksiva bei. Does the terrorist say a nisa achilam by vasa v'cholav? Faket in the goof up suki my boss of a cholov, the Torah just says lay savashim. The Torah only says clearly you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. The Torah b'chol doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it. Faket, that's when we started off. How do we know you're not allowed to eat boss of a cholov? It doesn't say lashon achil altogether in the pasuk boss of a cholov. The only mudum was from kiyam kodesh atom and v'yanche kodesh tiuli. So it's a limud from treifa. But in the pasuk boss of a cholov, the Torah doesn't say lashon achilah. So the meila zokta baya very good. On the tzad that bosa b'cholav is also bano, it be also bano afilu shleika derech anor also, just like klai kerem. Since the Torah doesn't say loshen achilo by bosa b'cholav, so bosa b'cholav and klai kerem would both have the exact same chumro. They would both be also even shleika derech hanayosan. That's why it's good I could learn out bosa b'cholav from klai kerem. No, oto bosa b'cholav achilok sivvei. It doesn't say Lashon Achilo by Bosa B'cholav. So Mela, it's very good. Like Rashi says, V'yabaya, Omaloch, Heichin Nifroch, what's your kasha? Heichin, the Simon Lul said, Loi Nela Bosa B'cholav Minei, Neim Atama Bosa B'cholav, Otto Bosa B'cholav Achilo Ksivvei. Hosam Nami Loikin Olav Afilu Shloika Derech Hanosam. By Bosa B'cholav Poshid, you'll also get Malkus even Shloika Derech Hanosam. Because the Torah doesn't say on a Lashon Achilo by Bosa B'cholav. So the Marvi Iduch, what was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's havamina? That who asked the kasha in Abaya? Meisvei. I think it was the Gemara asked the kasha. Like, what was the Gemara's havamina to ask the kasha in Abaya? V'idoch, the Kameisev law, sover, they held, lo'ochi kogomam in Avelo. Of our koponim, after the Xerishavia, Kiyam Kodeshato, and V'yanshe Kodesh, was saying, just like by Trefa, the Torah says, Lo Toichal, it's as if it's said by Bosa V'cholav also, Lo Toichal. So V'idoch, the Kamais was Sabal Hokiko Gamam in Nevela. How come we learn it out from Nevela? Rashi says Nevela is Lavdavka, Rashi says. It means Metrefa. Like we're learning it out from the Posik. V'yan Shekodesh Tiyuli, that is an Issa Trefa, Mad Nevela. Just like Nevela should mean Trefa. Derech HaNosa. It's only Yosa Derech HaNosa. Because by Trefa the Torah says Loi Toichel. Is the Havimin it was Av Bosa B'cholav Derech HaNosa. Who Adin Bosa B'cholav? Once we learn out that it's Osa Teet. The limit is from Treifam, so just like by Treifam, the Torah says Loi Toichal, it's as if it says Loi Toichal by Bosa B'cholav also. That's why the Yasa Kasha and Abaya. If Bosa B'cholav is only Yasa Kederech Han Yoson, so you can't learn it out from Klai Keren that according to you, Abaya has a tremendous Chiddush. For Abaya, Abaya answers back, no. Lohochi Loi Kosev Achila B'gufe. But it's true. How do I know Bosa B'cholav is also? Because I'm learning it out from Treifam. But I call upon him, the Torah did not say Beferish by Bosa B'cholav Loshen Achila. Why not? How come by Bosa B'cholav the Torah didn't say Loshen Achila? So Abai explains why. The reason why the Torah didn't say Beferish by Bosa B'cholav Loshen Achila, Loima to tell us this cloud. Shaloike Nolav Afilu Shaloike Derech Hanosan. Even though it's Shaloike Derech Hanosan, still you get Malkus if you have Hanor from Bosa B'cholav. If you take Bosa B'cholav and you have a wound on your hand, and you want to rub it on your hand to heal your wound, you're having Hanor from Bosa B'cholav, you get Malkus for that. Does like Tabaya. So even though we're learning out the Yisra Bosa B'cholav from Treifa, and Treifa says Lashon L'Teichel, but Abaya says very good. But of course, Akasha, why didn't the Torah say Lashon Achilom by Bosa B'cholav Mamish, by itself? Elamai to tell us this Chiddush. That Bosa B'cholav Taka doesn't have a Lashon Achila. To tell us even Shaloi Kederech HaNiyosan, also there'll be a Malkus by Bosa B'cholav. So Melus not share Abayas. Didn't Abayas that we hold, like Abayas says. Now the Gemara Stam yet another Kasha. For the Gemara V'lifluch. So what did you tell me before? You're learning out Bosa B'cholav is also Bano from Klai HaKerem. That was the Maskona. For the Gemara V'lifluch, why don't we ask a Kasha like this? Mala Klai HaKerem, you know why Klai HaKerem is so chomer that it's mamish even osa bano shekein loy hois or loy shasa kosher? Because Klai HaKerem never had a heta to it. There was nothing mutter. What's Klai HaKerem? You're taking seeds of vegetables and you're planting it right next to the grapes. So as soon as it starts growing, it's growing with an issa Klai HaKerem. There's never a heta, you're never allowed to eat it. So maybe that's why it's osa bano. Mashen, can you warn on out Basa B'cholov? Basa B'cholov, we said before, each one separately is mutter. The meat you're allowed to eat by itself, and the milk you're allowed to eat by itself. So maybe that is not so chomer. When do we say something's Asa Banor, only like Klei Akerim, because the matkila, when it's grown by Yisr. Mashen, can Basa B'cholov? Now this is the same kasha the Gemara asked before by Orlo. The Gemara asks kasha b'Orlo. You can't learn out Basa B'cholov from Orlo, because Orlo, matkila, when the peiros are grown, they're grown with the chefs of Orlo, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the Gemara better by Klai Kerem? You have the same kasha in Klai Kerem. The Gemara says, no, Meretz Arayim, Omer Avada Barava Zoysa Meretz. The fact the Gemara did not ask this kasha of Arayim, that Klai Kerem Ikra Nesrin. I tell you, the Ikra means the seed itself becomes Osir. Let's say you take a seed of a wheat seed. Now a wheat seed itself, the wheat itself is edible. Before you put it in the ground to plant it, you can eat the wheat. Now you plant this wheat in the ground, and you plant it right near the grapes. Halacha is when this wheat starts to sprout and starts to grow, you know it becomes osur. Not only the new tfuah that's growing up, but the actual seed itself also becomes osur. As soon as it starts, has shiroshim, as soon as it has roots to it, the seed itself becomes osur. Now that seed had a shasa kosher. Before you put it into the ground, you could have eaten that seed. Now that you put this seed right next to the grapes, it got an Issa Klai Kerem on it, and that seed that was once mutter now became Osir. So Mela Klai Kerem also had a Shasa Kosher. So Mela, you can learn out Basa V'cholov from Klai Kerem. Both of them had a Shasa Kosher. There was one point that they both mutter. Still, we see by Klai Kerem, now that it's starting to grow near the grapes, even the seed itself becomes Osir. And what type of an Issa? An Issa Hanor, who Adin Basa V'cholov also becomes Osir with an Issa Hanor. Talmud says, "Zois emeris, klaya kerem ikro nesorim. Hoyo vohoy solhen shasa kosher, koydim hashrosa. Hate before this seed started to sprout, before the roots started to grow out of it, you're allowed to eat the seed. The seed itself was grown the heter. Now that you planted it near the grapes, as soon as it has hashrosa, as soon as the roots start growing from it, right away it becomes osir. And not only the new wheat that's growing up, but even the old seed becomes osir. So it's called the had a shasa kosher." For the Gemara Mosir Rav Shemaya, have a kasha on you, no? It's not mashma like that. There's a mission in Klein that says like this. Hamadir osetz nokov pekerim. Somebody has a flower pot. Osetz means there's a hole. There's a hole in the flower pot. So usually the klal is, if there's a hole in the flower pot, we say the anika, the nourishment from the ground, goes up into what's growing inside the flower pot. Since there's a hole there, the nourishment goes up and it's considered like attached to the ground. That's called it's really growing in the ground. If you don't have a hole, it'll be different. But if you have a hole in the flower pot on the bottom, it's considered attached to the ground. The law is like this. If you're walking through the kerem, through the grapes there, and you have an otzis nokuf, a flower pot, that inside you have wheat growing. You have vegetables growing inside your flower pot. So amavir otzis nokuf a kerem. You walk through, and by the way, you stop there. You stop there for a day or two. So amaviril doesn't merely mean you're just carrying it straight through in 1 second. You wouldn't have this gemara then. Hamavapasha means you walk through, and you put it down for a while. Now, im hoisef mosayim, if while this flower pot is standing over the grapes, it grows 1/200 osir, then it becomes osir. Why? Because the halacha of klaya kerem is its botel echeb mosayim. If you have klaya kerem, a grape that's klaya kerem, falls into other grapes, if there are 200 hetadik of grapes, this one grape becomes botel. That's halacha. By truma you need 100, and by klaya kerem you need 200. The Rashi brings down the Sefri, learns it out from a Pasuk. A Pasuk is only the Rabbonim, the Galocha. Midiraisa vadas botel chad betray. But midirabbonim, though, there's a chumra, klai kerem needs to be bottled in 200. So, mele here, if you have this osis nok, if you have this flower pot, that you have wheat growing here already. Now, when the stay is staying in this kerem, if it grows, that more than 1/200 grew here, so this new part that grows, that became osir, and you don't have 200 times as much as that, and what's in the flower pot itself, therefore it's osir. Because it can't become bottle broid. Let's say only 1 inch grew, it was staying there for a week. It was in 1 week this flower pot was resting in the kerem, and it grew 1 inch bigger. So if it wasn't 200 inches before that, so this 1 inch that grew now, you don't have 200 times as much yet from a batlet, therefore it becomes osir. So it's a diyek. Hoisefin. Loy hoisef lo. Let's say only a fraction of an inch grew. Just a little bit grew. And you have more than 200 times as much there in the flower pot as what grew right now, it becomes mutter. So why is it mutter? Mashma, the flower pot itself, the wheat that's in there, never becomes osur. That always stays mutter. What's osur as klai kerem? Only what's growing new. The new growth, that has an issur klai kerem on it. That's not like we just got finished saying. We just got finished saying that klai kerem, the zera also becomes osur. That when you put the seed in the ground and the seed starts to sprout, what becomes osur? Not only the new sprouting, but the seed itself became osur. That was the riot had a shasa kosher, that the seed that was once mutter, now when you plant it near the grapes, the original seed becomes osur. So if you can tell me here also in this flower pot, where any time a little bit starts to grow, so as little growth now has an issur klai kerem on it, the whole growth should become osur. If you're telling me now the ikka becomes osur. So how come the Mishnah says no? It depends how much grows. If an inch grows now, and you don't have 200 inches there, it's osur. But mashm, if only if a fraction of an inch grew, and you have 200 times as much as that, it's mutter. Why is the mutter? If you're telling me the whole thing becomes osur, it can't become mutter. The whole thing is osur. The Chorot Saraya, what was there beforehand, does not become osur. Only the new growth becomes osur. Is that the stira? So my answer is no, there's no stira. Omar Rava, Trey Kroit Siva. They're both emes. Both halachas are emes, because really it's a stira in the psukim. Siv, one pasuk says hazera. Mashma, the seed itself becomes osur. When you plant a seed of wheat near the grapes, mashma, the seed itself becomes osur. Oksiv, another pasuk says hamaleya. Mashma, hamaleya means just the new growth. What's growing now, mashma, we have a flower pot that you have wheat growing in it already. And now you put this flower pot near the grapes. So the new growth, hamaleya is mashma, the new growth, that's what becomes osur. Of course, it's clear in the psukim. Does the zera, the original seed, become osur, or is just the maleya, the new stuff that's growing? Rashi says maleya, the middle of the bottom of wide lines. Rashi says maleya gidulin mashma, only what grows, the new growth, that's what's osur. So it's a theory in the psukim. And if the rabbi answers like this, okay, tzad zerua may ikroi biashrosha. If you put the seed into the ground, like you have grapes growing there, and now you take a vegetable seed and put it near the grapes. Then the zera, the seed itself, becomes osur. Not only the sprouting, what grows out of the seed, but the goof of the seed also becomes osur. That's the first pasuk, hazera. Sometimes the seed itself becomes osur. That's when you put the seed, you're starting it off now, growing it now, in klai kerem. Ma'ashen kein, zrua ubo. Let's say it like this. First you had a flower pot growing vegetables by itself, and you had your grapes growing by itself. Both of them grew up nicely by itself. Now you put the two together. Now it depends. Hoisif in. That's called the malaya. If what grows out of the flower pot more. So if you have what grows now is less than 1/200, it's vatal. But if it's more than 1/200, then it's also. Hoisif in. If it grows an inch now, and you only had 199 inches there before, it's tak also. Loi hoisif lo. But what grew now is only a fraction of an inch, and you had already 200 times as much of that, then it doesn't become also. So there's no stereo. When you have the flower pot of the vegetables that are already growing, then we say it can't become osur now, the goof, what's there already. It can only become osur, the new growth, how much more it grows, that becomes klai kerem. But when you put the seed originally, the original growth, you put the vegetable seed near the kerem, then metchil, when it starts to grow, it grows the issa, klai kerem, then the Torah says the zera. Even the seed itself, that metchil was mutter, now it becomes osur. So now there's no stira. So the more now, new sugya. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bachol Misrapoyim. If a person is sick and he has to use medicine to heal himself, he's allowed to use any type of a medicine, even though it's osa bachil, osa bano, chutz mayatzi asherah. The only type of a medicine you're not allowed to use is atzi asherah. This is an eight that asherah means that the goyim used for an avoid zorah. It's called an avoid zorah. So if you use the tree of an avoid zorah, it looks, we'll see at the end of the bottom Rashi, that it looks like you're being moided to avoid zorah. It looks like you're worshiping the avoid zorah. Like you're thanking, like you're using this tree, and Tosfos speaks out, it has to be in the case that the doctors tell you, no other tree can heal you. The only type of a tree that can heal your sickness now is this tree that's an avoid zorah. So when you use this tree now, it's as if you're being moided to the avoid zorah. So it's like to be able to avoid zorah, that you have no heter to. Even though you're sick, you can't use an avoid zorah to heal you. For the Gemara Hechidomi, how are we talking about? What type of sickness does this person have? If the person is mamzer sakonos tofoshes, we're afraid he's going to die, and that's why you say he's allowed to take any type of medicine, even though it's osur b'chil yisra anor. So what? The Torah says v'chai b'hem. You're allowed to do averus to keep yourself alive. So if you're dying and this is the only refuah you have, you're allowed to eat chazer if that's your refuah.
So Bazar for the Gemara, Afilu Watsi Asher Anami, the Avi Minu Zayin, even Avoy De Zara. If it's going to save your life, why should the Yis Avoy De Zara be different than any other Yisurim? Elamai Vidu Leka Sakona, the person is not so sick, he's not a Sakona, he's going to die. He's just damn sick. Or Bazar, Afilu Kol Yisurim Shem Atar Anami. If a person is damn sick and not a question of death, there's no heter to do an Averis. If you have a treif, a chazir, you have no heter to eat the chazir. That's your medicine. Even though you're a chayla, you have no right to do Averis because you're a chayla. So Gemara says, Liyaylam diyika sakona. Avada, Rabbi Yaakov was talking about that the person is a sakona sakoshis. He may die. So therefore, any ister you're allowed to take, bishum pekuach nefesh. The afilu hochi still, atzi asher reloi. You should know you're not allowed to take a tree that the goyim worship for avoid the zorim, because that's called like you being over to avoid the zorim. Why not? Tetanya wrote in a brace like this. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Im nema b'chol nafshcho. Hey, the Pasuk says, V'yahavtu es Hashem alakecha b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshcho b'chol miyodecho. It's also love Hashem b'chol nafshcho. Loma nemer, the Kashmir was have to say two things, b'chol nafshcho b'chol miyodecho. It means even to give up your soul if they want to kill you, or else to give up your money. So Mamonashok, whichever is more chaviv, it just should have said that one, and Shita, I know the other one. Why does the Pasuk have to say both? B'chol nafshcho b'chol miyodecho. So Gemara answers, Hey, Loma nema b'chol miyodecho. What are we talking about? Is money more important than your life? So say you have to give your money for Hashem. And if a person's life is more important than his money, say you have to give your life for Hashem. And the Lamech, the Pasuk is telling like this, that there are two different types of people. A normal person, his guf, his soul, his life, means more to him than his money. So the terrorist says there is a case that you have to be moisa nefesh for Hashem. We'll soon see how we know what's going on in Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk says, you have to Hashem Lakecha, you have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your life. For Yesh Odin, there are some people though, Shemamay Nechavav Alavi Gufay, the guy likes his money more than his goof. So if you tell me you have to give up your life, that he would understand. But he would not understand to give up his money, that he can understand. Lakach Nevin, the Pasuk will tell you, no, Bechom Yadechav, I there are some people like that. The money means more to them than the life. So the Pasuk tells you sometimes you have to give up your money to do mitzvahs also. So this is the Pasuk. So it doesn't say clearly, how do we know though that Avodah Zarah, you have to be Moisa Nefesh. So the Ran explains that really there's a theorem. We know there's a klal v'chai v'hem. The Torah says you're allowed to keep yourself alive even though you have to do an Avera. Like we're saying, if the only refuah you have is a piece of chazer, you're allowed to eat the chazer, the Pasuk says v'chai v'hem. Now another pasuk says no. It says v'yahavta Hashem lokecha b'chol nafshcho, means even you have to give up your life for avas Hashem. So churus is tira. So the Ran says there's one thing we have to think. There's mitzvah avas Hashem. What's the one thing that's the biggest tira, the biggest opposite not to love Hashem? That one thing the Torah is saying you have no right to do, even if it means to kill yourself, and that's avoid the zara. The biggest thing there is a stira to avas Hashem is to worship another god. That's the biggest stira to love Hashem. You can't love Hashem and worship another god. Therefore, we say avoid the zara. That's what the pasuk means. For you have to Hashem lokecha. You have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your own nefesh. What mitzvah does that mean? Only avoid the zara. You can't deem avoid the zara, even if it means not to, even if that's the only way you'll save your soul. Either the pasuk says v'chai behem, you're allowed to keep yourself alive. But here the Pasuk says, no, b'chol nafshecho, that there's one inyan, you have to kill yourself for love of Hashem. What is the love? What's the biggest thing then that makes it you don't love Hashem? That's called avodah zarah. So Mela, if you're sick, and the doctor says the only refuah you have is to take the medicine that comes from avodah zarah, it's also to do it. Like the bottom Rashi says, the Rashi says, the last few words, v'amisrapa b'yatzei asherir, somebody heals himself from Atzei Asherah, Nira Kamaidaba. It looks as if you're being Maida, you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure that means like you want to thank him because he did it to you, you're Maida, but it looks as if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And to worship Avodah Zarah, that's the biggest theory to Avas Hashem. Suppose it says, V'yahavto Hashem Lekecha B'chol Lavov V'chol Nafshcho, even to be Moisa Nefesh, you have to not to be over Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about now. A person is dying sick, he's allowed to take any medicine there is, only Avodah Zarah not. Weiter, Merkiyasu Ravun Ravun came, Am Rav Yechnin. Another locha. Bechol Misrapoim, if your person's a chayla sheish per sakona, maybe you'll die. He can heal himself with any type of refuah there is. Chutz mi avoy de zoro, like we just said. He's now allowed to be over avoy de zoro. Hu adin v'gilu arroyis. He'll have no heter to be over the gilu arroyis. to be boiler nisha that's osa to you, even though it's a shalach and bekuach nefesh. The normal case is where a guy comes and tells the man, if you're not going to be boiler this isha, we'll kill you. The halacha is you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to be boiler this isha. Or shvichas damin. Who are then to kill somebody? If a guy comes with a gun to you and tells you, if you don't kill